There are roughly 5,000 public rail crossings in Georgia. However, more than half, around 3,500, aren't equipped with gates or bells that warn people about oncoming trains. Natalie Dale, a spokeswoman for the Georgia Department of Transportation, says the state is constantly keeping an eye out for spots that need extra equipment.
We're not picking based on anything other than the formula that we have that says how safe or unsafe a crossing is at a given time, and that can change from month to month.
Dale says it costs about $300,000 to install a system at a crossing, and there are cases where that's not financially feasible.
Some areas of the state have one train come through a week, and they'll have a flagger come out while the train's coming through and stop traffic. So if we were to put gates at that crossing, it wouldn't be the best use of the $8 million that we get in federal funding.
According to GDOT, there were 6 fatalities at railroad crossings in 2012. Dale says that's about a fifth of what the average number of deaths were during the 1970s. John Lawrence, WABE News.